Belly Dance Talk Radio with your host, Megan Mayada Hashem. Hi, welcome back to another episode of Belly Dance Talk Radio. I'm Megan Mayada Hashem, and I'm joined here with my co-host, Will.
Hi.
Hi. So it's a different format today. Will's joining me at the start instead of Christina. It's different. Do you know what to do with me here?
I really have no idea on what's going on.
Yeah, so we're going to chat a bit, I guess, before we start our big topic.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so Christina will be back next time. Last time you weren't on at all, so it's good. We're getting a lot of Will.
I know, so this time I have a lot more to say.
Oh, he's ready.
I do.
He's at the ready.
I have 2 episodes worth of ranting.
Yes, okay. Talking about ranting... I posted a video of what you think shimmies are all about on our Facebook page. And if you're not on our Facebook page, make sure you check that out. Like our Belly Dance Talk Radio Facebook page to stay in touch and check out what we're doing. So yeah, I posted a video of Will. Me and Christina were here. We were having a heated debate with Will. And actually, we should have taped that debate, eh?
Yeah,
I'm not even going to bring up what it was about because... We may do some talk on here about it, but I decided not to do that topic exactly because I thought it was too heated. We actually got like in a argument about it one night.
Right.
And, yeah.
Where there were a lot of ideas being thrown around and,
Will has a lot of ideas and I have a lot of ideas about stuff. And so
I have a lot of opinions, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Personal opinions.
And they're very different, the belly dance opinions we have, right?
Right.
So it's good. You're getting two sides. Often when me and Christina talk, we agree on a lot. Like, we're not as interesting maybe because we have a lot of the same opinions, right?
Right.
And you come on here and you're just the Arab man here.
Yeah, I you know, I hope I don't, insult all the Arab men out there, but it just, once again, it's just my own personal opinion. I might be wrong, but this is the way I look at it. I mean,
Will
see me.
Tells it like it is a lot of the time.
Yeah, I mean, when I do explain to you the shimmy, this is how I see it, you know, how I see it.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen this video, check it out and let us know what you think of Will and his interpretation of what we do when we shimmy.
Yes.
It speaks for itself if you watch the video.
It does.
Okay, so on to topical things. So what's going on? It's Halloween on Thursday.
It is
so
Halloween.
Halloween's coming up. We'll get this episode probably out right before Halloween. And do we have plans? Oh, we're taking our son out for Halloween.
Right.
So nothing to do with belly dance really there. But if you're a belly dancer, let's talk about, like, you can't be a belly dancer for Halloween.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You can't do that. People will be mad. Because that's like a cop-out. Like, you're a belly dancer. Don't wear a belly dance costume for Halloween.
Right. And I did that mistake once, but maybe...
You wore a belly dance costume?
I was, yeah, almost.
That would have been okay for you. You're not a belly dancer.
It was going to be either a belly dance costume, but I couldn't find one of my size, so I just wore a...
I could have fixed you up, man.
Yeah. Just like an Arab man costume, right? Which I don't think it worked out that well.
Yeah, you got in trouble for being an Arab man.
I did.
But you know what? Like, I think that was okay. You were wearing, like, the whole dress and everything. Like, you know, like, Will doesn't walk around in a dress and a thing on his head all the time, right? So I thought that was okay.
Yeah, it was good.
That was okay. I thought people shouldn't have been mad about that.
No, well, I mean, the people down the street, they were very excited.
Yeah.
You know,
terrorists walking down the street.
Yeah. Especially when I had the little little small pumpkins strapped around me. That was... Yeah, people people didn't find that funny at all.
But. Okay, yeah. But when we got... Well, we went to a belly dance event that year. And they were all like, you can't be an Arab man. You are an Arab man.
Yeah.
But I thought that was okay, you know. So belly dancers... just don't be a belly dancer, right?
No, I don't think it would be a
good
idea.
Be something total opposite. Like, be like a garbage man or like a construction worker or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, go with something totally opposite.
Well, I know, and I think, you know, the point of Halloween, you know, again, my opinion is, you know, you're putting on a scary costume. So.
Oh, yeah, you think it has to be scary.
Yeah, I think
right,
it's got
to
be scary, right? So, you know, again, I don't think a belly dance costume is that scary, you know? I wouldn't be scared of a woman...
No. It could be. creepy if it was on you or something.
It wouldn't, you know, she, you know, if the idea was to scare me, I wouldn't be scared of her.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Or him.
Yeah. Halloween. Or him. Yeah, yeah. Right. Anyway, so the other big thing is me and Teresa are putting on a big belly dance competition in Canada.
That's right. And I think this is a one exciting event here.
I'm very excited. Yes, it's going to be like belly dance event of the year, if I dare say. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be here in Toronto. And it's called Star Belly Dancer Canada. So anyone who thinks they're the next Star Belly Dancer Canada should enter. And we have solo folklore, solo fusion, solo cabaret, and we also have group. So lots of different categories, and you guys should all check that out. It's going to be an exciting event. Actually, I think next episode I might be talking to someone about belly dance competitions, because some people think they're good, some people think they're not into that in the belly dance world to have a competition. I have a lot of ideas about it too, and like I've just done so many like fitness competitions and stuff, and I just feel like competition kind of brings you to another level. It forces you to kind of like take your dance to the next level. So I'm really excited to see what people bring to this competition, and we'll be talking a lot about stuff like that soon on this show.
Yeah, that'll be really good.
Yeah. So that's in February. So watch for that. And now I guess we should be getting on to our main topic.
Sounds good.
And this. Oh, yeah. What? So, okay, so me and Will were trying to decide which topic. We had two topics.
Right.
And we decided, I think, on...
You know, belly dancer being professional at her job.
Or, yeah.
You know, if you want it to be taken seriously as a like a true artist or as a belly dance performer, of things, you know, to watch out and not do.
Right,
so the do's and don'ts, right?
Well, first of all, just... I think the thought that, like, I hear belly dancers all the time, how are we going to elevate this to a proper art form? You know, we need to make this a really legitimate art form, blah, blah, blah. Yet then I see often the same belly dancers doing things that are totally not going to make it look like an art form. Like, and so just, I don't know, like, if you're going to be really serious about making it an art form, then do that. If you want to be carefree, and that don't keep saying, oh, I want to make it an art form, if you're going to go do these things we're going to talk about, right?
Right. Well, just things that, you know, they might do and they think they're fine, but then again, you know, the what do you say, like the culture, if you're performing, you know, for like an Arab audience, they might not think that this is okay, right?
Well, and also... not just Arab audience, Canadian audience too. A lot of things you do, and they expect a lot of these things. You know, well, like we're going to be talking about like tipping and dancing on tables and stuff like that. I mean, a lot of people think that's fine for belly dancer, but that's not elevating it to an art form. Like, I mean, if you're going to be doing those things, you're not looking like you're like some ballet dancer on a big stage.
Correct.
Being artistic, right?
Right, right.
So let's get into that.
Okay.
Okay, what should we start with here?
I would start with maybe like table dances.
Yes.
So I would say that's a big no. You know, you know, I wouldn't, you know, if I was a belly dancer, get on a table.
Or, yeah.
You know, a chair, you know, sometimes they think a chair is fine, you know, because you know, like the audience would be like, okay, fine, you don't want to get on the table, okay, how about the chair? Just get up on the chair,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
So I think a chair or a table, they're both the same to me. You're just
they're
still
similar.
Getting up on something, right? Yeah, so I don't think that's very professional from, you know, for a belly dancer to do in a show. What do you think?
Oh, especially if you want to be taken as an artist.
Right.
If you just want to be a belly dancer and you're not worried about elevating it and blah, 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 all this stuff that everyone talks about,
right,
make it an art form, then I guess it's fine. I mean... that's right. Your thing, you know, that's cool. But if you do honestly want this to be an art form, think about it, because this is not an artistic thing to do, really.
No.
To get up on someone's table because they gave you a tip or something,
right?
And
that's gonna lead to something else on your show, in your show, right?
Yeah.
So if
people see you in a different way when you're up on a table, they're looking up your skirt basically, and you're shaking it up, their hummus is there, I don't know, like it's just
right.
Not pleasant. I mean, there are some circumstances I think maybe it might be okay if it was an all-female place and it was just like a crazy awesome time.
Right.
Or it's very few times that happens, though. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I can see maybe if people can't see you, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But I don't think in general it's not really a great idea.
No, it's not.
Right?
I mean,
Would you see Karen Kane up on a table dancing? Probably not. So think of a really, really high up there artist. And would they be doing that in their art form?
Correct.
No. So table dancing and chair dancing.
No.
Yeah.
But if you do it, I mean, again, it's only going to make your show a lot, you know, a lot worse from here on. Because if the audience see that you've gone up on the table,
yeah,
they might ask you, you know, for other things. You know what I mean?
Other things.
Like, I mean, no, they might be thinking, for example, that, you know, it's okay to reach down your bra and stick a tip there, right?
Right, right.
But if, you know... So
if you keep it classy,
if
then
you keep it classy,
it's
then no one
stay,
exactly no one will.
Okay, so getting on to tips, since we're talking about that, so some dancers accept tips. Some dancers accept tips in their costumes. Mm-hmm. Some dancers dance around with a basket and accept tips. No, they do.
Yeah.
Some dancers just let people throw tips on them. Now, what do you think about tipping? I'll say what I think. You say what you think.
Well, I think, you know, if I was to tip a belly dancer, I'd pretty much, you know, throw money on her. I think this is the best way I would do it. I wouldn't go and reach, you know, down her bra or on her belt. Or
isn't that how we met?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No.
Well, that's
that was a joke. Guys.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, that's how I would do it, right? But again, there's, you know, other people that, you know, who really want to get close to the to the dancer and actually, you know, feeling her belt or her waist or I don't know,
right?
You know, where they're reaching, right? And sticking the money there. I've also seen someone who've actually had licked the bill and stuck it on her forehead,
right? Right.
And she let him do it. You know, it was fine.
I've had people do that to me. Honestly, I mean, let's get honest here. I've had all sorts of tipping situations happen.
Yeah.
Not that they were all right, and not that I should have let them all happen. Mm-hmm. I try as much as I can. I don't dance in clubs anymore, but when I did, I did try to keep it away from me. So I would do anything I could to keep those hands away.
Right.
I wouldn't want a tip in my costume. That wouldn't...
And again, you know, so you see them, if they're, let's say, accepted the tip on their belt, so there's their belt, there's, like, the whole waist is covered, you know.
Do you want to be dancing around? That's another issue.
Right.
Do you want to be dancing around, you know, looking to me like a stripper with bills sticking out of your costume, right?
Right,
I mean,
right.
That's not, you've spent all this money, you got this beautiful costume, you're trying to elevate the art form, I guess, or whatever, and then you're dancing around with, you know, $10 bills sticking out of your costume or something.
Right, so I wouldn't...
It's not a classy look,
no,
really.
It's not, totally
so,
not.
But where do you draw
the line, and how do you stop people from doing that? Like, you know,
because if you're accepting any tips, it's hard. Mm-hmm. Me, I just would... if someone handed me a tip, I would take it and say thank you.
Right.
And if they were trying to go for somewhere else, I would just stop them and say
right.
thank you and take
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But it is hard, especially when you first start going out there and doing stuff and you don't know what to... I used to run away from people with tips. I'd be so like, oh my God, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to do anything wrong. But I mean, any tipping is a little... even if it's done in a nice way,
I think it's a little strange unless it's
afterwards or something and no one sees it.
Right.
But when people see people throwing money, even, like, I mean, of course that happens and we take those tips, okay, but, the other thing is, when people, I've seen dancers scrounge around on the floor getting their tips after, this is a big no-no in my books. Like,
no.
I know you want your money, but... You know, it looks really bad if you've done this beautiful, classy show and then you get down on the floor and start, you know, hoarding all your bills and walking off with them. Like, I just would leave them and hope someone would bring me them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do the same thing, too.
That's what you do.
Yeah, I would do the same thing, too. Also, you know, another, you know, tips or a tip... when someone's trying to give you a tip and they just wave it down, you know.
Oh, yeah, from, yeah, you're saying, yeah.
From, you know. From
yeah, they're
away.
At a table, like, waving money at you.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're just, like, running. Like, you're like, oh, my gosh, I got to get that before it goes away. Right?
Yeah, so that's not a no-no, too, in
yeah.
our books.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't be like a, what were you saying? Like a dog or something?
Yeah, I would start drooling
yeah,
and
exactly.
just, you know. Go after the tip, right?
Like, in general, I don't know if me and Christina have talked about this at some point in one of our discussions about performing and stuff, but in general, I like to charge a club or a party or whatever the amount of money I want. And then the tips, it's not, I don't care as much. Like, I've charged enough for the show. I'm not depending on tips. I'm not like, oh my God, I need these tips, you know? If I take a tip, okay, in a nice way,
right,
fine. But, like, not not to be like, oh my goodness, I'm not making enough tonight. I need to get those tips, right, you know?
But some people, you know, some of the audience member feel that this is part of the
show.
Yes,
and I think that's a big thing. I mean, they do. They think they're supposed to. Right. They think they need to. And also, a lot of people think they're supposed to put it in your costume.
Right.
Like, I know, even, because, I don't know about Arabs, but I know Canadians think this. They think they're supposed to put it in there, and I'm like, no, it's okay, I'll just, and they're embarrassed too,
right? Well, because,
right?
You know why? Because there were, you know, some belly dancers out there, when someone is trying to give them a tip, then they would
point yes, to their, this to their started belt. The problem.
Right, and, you know, and I think, you know, it just kept happening and happening.
Yeah.
And then, until the people said, oh, you know what, this is what we should do,
of
right?
course, yeah, and then so, they think that's the thing.
That's the norm, right?
So we have to re-educate if we want to be taken seriously.
Right.
Okay, the other things we were talking about before recording here were what? Oh, well, I was talking about some things. I was going to write an article about this at one point, but we'll just talk about it now. I'm not sure if you have much to say about this, but see what you think. Kind of getting out of the clubs right now, but coming to belly dance events, like where it's mainly belly dancers performing and watching.
Right.
So there's not too much public, so people think they can let down their hair a bit and mm-hmm. be crazy.
Right.
And, which I think is fun, and I do it. You know, I dance Axl Rose fusion belly dance stuff. I do all sorts of fun stuff. Some people think I'm a purist, and I don't do that. But I do fusion stuff, and I've been doing it for years. And it's not even about the fusion or whatever. But at these parties that belly dancers have or events, sometimes belly dancers do really outrageous kind of things that could be taken in a very weird way if anyone other than that, and I don't know why we like to do this. Like, I mean, I know, okay, it's fun, yay, but when, like, I guess, okay, we were talking about who decides mm-hmm. what point is too far,
right,
like to
right.
be taken as an art form or not or whatever. So, like, let's say I saw someone dancing to a really raunchy song, mm-hmm. do it, like, you know, a North American song, like not Arabic, mm-hmm. and doing some really like obscene movements that weren't even really belly dance movements. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, to me, I'm like, wow, you want to be taken seriously and you're doing this? Like,
right.
it's not really an art form when you're doing that. I know everyone wants to have fun and everything, mm-hmm. but I think there's a point you need to think about, is this okay? Is this going to elevate my art form, or is it going to feed into the stereotype that everyone thinks already, right?
Right?
So I don't know who decides that. You decided, I guess. You know, you just decide for yourself.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe you can ask, you can talk to people before.
Yeah, get some input,
it, right?
maybe.
Exactly,
like, show
yeah.
it to your dance friends and be like, what do you think? But
right.
I think a lot of the times people don't think anything's wrong ever.
No, but nowadays, then, I think, you know, what's happening is people just want to do something
crazy,
different and
yeah.
weird, and they just want to surprise something. People with it, right?
And this kind of irritates me. Yes.
Yeah.
And this is why I get this. A lot of people in the belly dance world think I'm against a lot of stuff, against fusion and against having fun with belly dance. And I'm not. I love it. I love fusion. I think fusion's great when it's done right. But I think it's when it's like that, like
yeah.
done to just be up the next person, like just like
right.
I'm gonna be crazier than them. I'm
right.
gonna. Like,
which is fine,
you know.
I think, in my opinion, it's okay as long as you don't call it belly dance, you know.
Oh yeah, that's a whole other discussion.
It's got belly dance in it, but it's a different sector now of belly dance, right?
Right,
it's not
right,
it's
yeah.
not the original
yeah.
art
but
form.
Even I don't even, but they still, it's still belly dance, you're saying then.
But
I mean,
but it, no, it's not, it's another form of, right?
But what
I mean,
would you call it? Okay, this is a whole other topic,
right?
We'll work it, but that's okay.
Yeah,
we're rambling a bit, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, you can do anything you want to do, right? Pretty much.
Okay, but
be
okay.
as crazy as you want.
You know
want.
What? This is the thing. There was a panel at IBCC,
yeah.
I think last year or the year before, some year, which was very interesting. No, it was quite a few years back. And it was all these fusion belly dancers, or they didn't call themselves belly dancers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, but you're at a belly dance conference. You're doing, I mean, okay, whether you call yourself a belly dancer or not. And they're like, well, I'm not doing belly dance, so it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but Okay, but then you're in the belly dance world. Like, you are belly, you're representing belly dance, yeah, basically, even if you don't call yourself a belly dancer. Mm-hmm. You, so what do you think about that?
I don't think they should have been in the belly dance conference, right?
Well, yeah, when someone says, I'm not a belly dancer, it's yeah, like, then why are you at a belly dance conference?
You're in a rock show. Do?
But then I guess they have no other outlet, and it is like belly dance, I guess.
It's another form of belly dance.
I don't know, yeah. I'm not sure, that's a tricky thing.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't advertise it. As I said, you know, like, when they're performing, mm-hmm, it would be probably advertised, or should be advertised as, you know, and here's another form of belly dance, you know?
But not belly dance. They don't call themselves belly dance.
Yeah.
They call, I don't know
the
what they call them.
Keep out of belly dance.
Well, but that's still using belly dance's name, so people associate it with belly dance, right?
Right.
Okay, we've said belly dance like 700 times now. I'm going to stop saying the word belly dance.
And I bet you, you know, within the next 5 to 6 years, you'll see a lot more of these new form of belly dance.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've already, there's tons. And they're amazing, some of them. They're great. But then, and I'm not even talking about those things that I'm thinking of right now, the fusion type things. That's not even what I'm thinking of. I'm just thinking about belly dancers gone wild.
Yeah.
When they go and do an event that's like, just like, let's be insane. And, you know, I guess there's this other thing. Okay, I'm really going to ramble now. Mm-hmm. So I told my mom, after seeing some crazy belly dance, which is cool sometimes, but then someone came up to me and said, I had done something not to Arabic music, just mm-hmm, like fusion, mm-hmm, and a belly dancer of sorts came up to me and said, wow, I wish all belly dance was like that, like to music like that and not to Arabic music, because mm-hmm, I don't like that. And I was just like, oh my God, that made me so sad. Really? Mm-hmm. You don't like that. That's what belly dance is all about. Like, mm-hmm, okay, it's a bonus. I'm doing this fun Guns N' Roses belly dance or something mm-hmm like that. But
well, it is exciting. You can see how you can still express belly dance moves.
Yeah, it's cool. I love that. And I do that.
You know, to Guns N' Roses, you know, music.
And I think that's cool.
And to other ones as well.
But then I think people have to realize that belly dance does come from somewhere.
Right.
It's from somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's not just some made-up thing and you can do anything to anything. Yes, you can, but there is a history, and when people hate the history, I feel sad. Like, mm-hmm, and not that all fusion artists hate the history, but just hearing that, I was like, wow, I think a lot of people think that. They just think, I don't... And a lot of people, like, even students and stuff, they always pick music that has nothing to do with Arabic, and I'm like...
Because you gotta remember,
why does no one like Arabic music anymore?
You gotta remember, if you were, let's say, doing a solo, if you get hired as a belly dancer, right? Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, you start playing Guns N' Roses,
right?
And then you're dancing. I don't think the you know, you're gonna get the same feedback from the audience because they ordered a belly dancer.
Well, of course, you can't do that for a corporate gig or something. But no, so, I'm not saying it's not that. But like at belly dance events, you can kind of do anything, right? Like.
Yeah.
You go, or at like fusion type events or conferences or things like that, you know, you can go and do something wild and crazy. But I just feel like I guess I kind of wish that more people would actually just want to do belly dance, like normal belly dance, because mm-hmm, like, actually there's like a deficit. There's not much mm-hmm going on with just a beautiful, and I feel like someone can do also this is another thing. Mm-hmm. You know, someone can do a beautiful belly dance show at, like, let's say I'm at IBCC and I see a soloist and she does a beautiful belly dance show. Like, it's beautiful. To me, I'm like, wow, that was so amazing. And it's, like, traditional, just like a normal cabaret belly dance show. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that was the most beautiful piece ever. And other people are like, what was it? No, she didn't do anything interesting. And I'm like, belly dance is interesting on its own. It doesn't need all, like, I like big butts and different songs to,
right.
You know, I see dressing up and crazy, I don't know, yes, costumes.
Yeah, some people feel the need to add the stuff in it to make it into, like, a comedy show.
Oh, yeah, you think a lot of things get comic.
Yeah, I mean, because you do get all the laughs, right? So,
yeah,
it's like a stand-up comedy sometimes, you know? Where
I don't know if they want to be thought of. Like
I know, but that's how I would look at it.
As an Arab man.
As an Arab man.
Let's just put that.
No, not even. I mean, some, you know, white audience would look at that and just start laughing. So, you know.
I don't know, like what? Like, what type of thing are you thinking? Like, give me an example.
Well, you know, just like as you're saying, you know, if they're dancing to I like big butts, and then, you know, the belly dancer would just turn around and, you
and
know.
And do some, and start... like weird movements with her butt.
Right. So, that's quite comical. What you say that?
I think that people, not us, might think that that's just like, oh yeah, belly dance, and just like throw that all in there, like, yeah, that's what belly dancers do or something. And that's why I think there's a fine line between like having fun and yay, and
being taken seriously.
Yeah, as an artist, mm-hmm. as a belly dance artist, I guess, if you want to be that, you know, there's people who want to be fusion artists. That's a whole other thing. I'm talking about like you want to be in your... Oh, what about the costume? You have an issue with the costume and being taken seriously.
Which costumes?
Belly dance costume.
No, what about the costumes, I'm sorry?
Like, you don't think people can take people seriously in that costume?
Well, you know, unless it's a... let's look at it this way. If your costume looks like a bikini, mm-hmm. a two-piece bikini, I don't think it can be taken
seriously. Okay, but it doesn't look like a two-piece bikini,
well,
right?
Well, it is. No, there are. These costumes are out there, you know?
your dreams.
And then... Yeah, and they are being put on. You know, people do wear them, right? But
you mean like Dina costumes? Like little... Mini skirts. Okay. Yeah, but you know, not many people are wearing those these days or here.
Right.
Like you know, do you think about the normal belly dance costume? Like, do you think that's like...
I don't think it should be totally, you know, like a covered up costume.
No.
Because, you know, this is
not right.
It is not right.
Yeah.
The slits should be there, you know, but not so high up.
Okay.
Right? I mean, again, belly dance is all about, you know, it's a tease dance. So I would keep it as a tease still. Like, I wouldn't give them everything all at once.
Right, okay.
Right? So if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
The teasing dance, and Will, this is what we got into some arguments about. But
yeah.
But let's not get on to that.
So
that's
it should be, you know, semi-covered up, semi, you know what
like
I mean?
Like something to the imagination, leaving something to
exactly.
the imagination. Like not totally out there.
That's
yeah.
right.
Not like a little mini skirt and pasties or something.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, I think I have no problem with... I think sometimes when you see things like the G-string look over the thing, I
mm-hmm.
think that's pretty tacky.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people talk a lot about that and Dina and all this stuff. But I think in any context, I just don't think that's right. That's playing into everything that people think already about belly dancers.
Right. And I think at one point, you know, the two-piece costume in Egypt was outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bra had to be connected to the belt at one point, and they put the
with like the stocking
mm-hmm. right?
Is it still or no?
I'm not sure, to be I highly
I'm
doubt
not
it,
sure.
But
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, but I think it gave it, you know, I kind of like that look, to be honest with you, right?
Yeah.
More than the.
But it was always like a skin colored stocking. I'd always be like, what's the point? It looks like she's bare anyways. Just there's a big line up
there's
her back. Great.
Yeah.
I just never understood that. I just thought it's just the same as being bare.
Right.
Having a bare midriff or having a skin-colored stocking over it. I don't know. I think it's just the same, but maybe it's just, I don't know. What do you think? It's the same.
Yeah.
You know what I really liked? I really liked like belly dancers back in the 70s. Like their costumes were awesome and classy.
Right.
What do you think?
I like that too.
Like
yeah.
Fifi and Negwa and all those people, or even 80s.
Yeah. There was a lot of poofs though.
Okay. Well, there was some fashion things. But I mean, Suhair Zaki, she had really, you know.
Right.
And they had like colored body stockings. I
they
love
did.
That.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
kind of made it look a little more
right.
covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like a bright red body mm-hmm. stocking.
Yeah.
Like the 70s.
And also the
good
some
times.
A good color coordination with the costume would be a great idea. You know,
what do you
like,
mean by that?
Like I wouldn't, for example, you know, just mix and match belts and bras. That,
well, does anyone do that?
Well, you know, they look
no.
like yeah.
Who?
Yeah, some...
No one does that.
Of course.
People are so savvy these days. I feel like when I started, I wore insane costumes probably. But these days, people have like 100 beautiful costumes. Like
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm still wearing a costume I got when I was 15. I'm pretty low maintenance there. But that's another thing. I think, like, costumes really dazzle people. Like, they just, that's all dancers care about is costumes sometimes, I find.
Right.
I'm, like, the opposite. I have, like, so many old costumes. I never buy new ones. And people are like, you really need a new belly dance costume. But,
and you know what's sad,
wow.
though? Is your audience, they don't have any idea of how much this costume
is worth.
Well,
I know. They just think it's, like, $100 or
yeah.
something. I know, but
unless
you know.
They're in fashion and they design clothes.
So I feel like if you're spending so much on your costumes and all that, at least think a bit about, you know, being a classy belly dancer. I mean, or don't. I mean, I don't mind if people want to be unclassy belly dancers, that's fine, that's up to them. But then I think they shouldn't turn around the next day and be like, we need to uplift this art form, when they've just been dancing on a table and taking tips. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. I think you need to choose. Oh, you know what else I want to talk about? You know, at belly dance, like, I'm talking again about dancing for belly dancers. Belly dancers dancing for belly dancers. Mm-hmm. I find that belly dancers have certain movements that they go wild for. Mm-hmm. So there are things like, just things that I'm like, whoa, like, I don't know, like, I can't even describe them on radio, really. Like, I'm trying to think, I could do it for you, you know, like this.
Yeah.
And, like things with their bum. Oh, this is the other thing. Okay. So, belly dancers at clubs or at parties or at whatever, dancing for the public, mm-hmm. when they do, like, let's say a big hip circle, and then they stay down on the ground. Now, this is a very popular thing to do, and people love it.
Yes.
I don't know. They go down, and famous dancers do it, I know, and mm-hmm. everyone, people teach choreographies like this. They go down with, you know, with their upper body
right.
towards the ground, and their bum up in the air, and start just doing stuff with their butt,
right,
and, like,
left.
They're down there.
Yes.
Like, and I'm like, I don't know if that's really sending the right message to anyone. Like, to me, that's really, and I know everyone does it. Like, I'm probably offending everyone right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, almost every belly dancer that I know and have seen.
Yeah, but sometimes it's also, it's common sense. Like, you don't need someone to tell you that, hey, guess what? This is not a good move, right?
I know, but so everyone does it. So I would like to hear from everyone, because I know so many people, like, everyone does it. It's very normal right now. It's very in fashion, I guess.
Which is sad, you know, in my opinion.
I guess, but, I mean, okay, so I'm sorry if we've offended anyone, but
yeah.
I don't get why you would think
you know what
that was a good idea.
Yeah, like, but here's the funny thing. When mm-hmm. when people do something like this, the amount of clapping...
Oh, this is what I'm saying. Okay, so this is where I was going.
Yeah.
So, I guess in clubs too, right? But, like, I'm thinking in belly dance events, like, let's say we're all watching a belly dancer, all us belly dancers.
Right.
People go crazy when girls get there, their butt is up, they're shaking it, they're like, woo!
Yeah.
Or if the girl's, like, pumping and doing something crazy, people are like, woo! Like, belly dancers love this.
Yeah.
But I guess because it's like, whoa, it's like a risque thing. I don't know. Belly dancers love it. And I don't applaud that. I'm like, no, I don't know. This isn't right for our art form.
Right.
Like, I'm not that artistic. Trust me. I do all sorts of funny things and whatever. Like, I'm not so worried. I'm not very, oh my God, I need to elevate this art form.
But what is this? What is it trying to prove?
It worries me. Just, what are you doing? Like, I understand, okay, there's movements in belly dance that are very sensual and whatever.
Right.
I get that. I understand. It's quite a, you know...
Right.
Whatever art form that is, you know, involves a lot of movements that do have, I'm not a prude or anything, but I just, there's certain movements that I'm just like, oh, I don't know that, like, the general population out there is going to take that as it's an art form. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I know. No, I totally understand
so
what you're saying.
So I don't like to be like, woo, when someone's doing that. I just feel like, no, stop it.
Yeah, to be honest, when I see that happen, I just look at, you know, the people clapping.
Yes.
And I'm just like, wow, you know?
I know,
but,
it's,
you
like,
know,
weird. And these are the people that, art form. And then
but, and that's what encourages the other person to keep doing it.
Yeah, of course,
more and
that's
more.
The thing. Belly dancers, we keep applauding this.
Yeah.
Yet, what, like, yeah, the people, everyone's going to keep doing those movements if everyone loves that, you know? That's,
yeah.
Of course.
I know.
I'm not doing those movements.
To be honest, I just don't get it. Like, it's, I don't know. I mean, okay, like, what if... You know, we have a lot of male belly dancers out there.
Mm-hmm.
What if they do the same move? If they, you know, they
people
reach down.
People would love it.
would they still react?
People would love it.
The same way?
Oh my God, they'd love it even more. Come on, male belly dancers, they get all the attention. Come on.
Right. But again, do they love it as it's in a funny move or...
No, I don't know. They just love it. Okay, so listeners, let us know.
Yeah.
What do you guys love about those types of movements?
And do you just clap because other people are clapping and you just want to join the group? or, you know, because sometimes, you know,
yeah,
you
just maybe just somewhat, but who starts it? I mean, it is pretty popular.
Right.
So, and people like doing it. People teach choreographies with these moves. Like, maybe I need to do a little, like, video of what these moves are, because I'm showing you, but, like, maybe the listeners don't know what I'm talking about, eh?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure, you know, some of them have
maybe
seen
you
it.
Should do a video, because, like, Will's really good at doing... That would be awesome. Let's make a video of you doing all these movements, belly dancing.
Yeah, I'm really actually good at them.
I mean, check out his shimmy video.
Yeah,
see if you want more videos from Will.
I have a lot of moves, you know, that I would like to show you guys. How about this?
Will does tribal, also.
I'll do that, yeah. But I'll you know, for the next one, I'll do a move, and you guys tell me if this is appropriate.
Yeah, we could have, like, appropriate or not appropriate.
Or not appropriate.
Yeah.
And these moves are actually... You know, they're being done, you know...
That would be awesome. I think we should start a series.
Yeah.
We could tape one tonight. Like, we could
sure,
just do it.
Sure, no problem, you know.
Okay.
And I'll see if people will actually clap.
Are you clapping or
are
you booing and saying,
them,
no,
you know?
It's not
because
appropriate.
Because if you clap, then I'll just keep doing it. And I just want to know...
And calling himself a belly dancer.
Yeah, when this clapping will stop, I'm like, okay, hold on, let me exaggerate this move just a little bit more now. Because, you know...
How far can I take it?
What do I do now? Do I,
the further you go, I think the more people...
I don't know, like, maybe I look like a contortionist, you know, but...
You know, we'll try it out, we'll see.
You know?
Okay, Will's demonstrating something now. Okay, so, yeah, on that note, maybe we'll take our commercial break. I guess our point is, you know, think about what you're going for with your show, right?
Right. Think about it.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
Okay, so here comes our little commercial break, and we will be back after that with top 5 Saidi songs, right?
Yeah.
Me and Will's picks.
Sounds good.
Okay, see you then. It's about time Canada had a premier belly dance competition. We're very excited to announce the debut year of Star Belly Dancer Canada. Categories include cabaret solo, fusion solo, folklore solo, and group. Terrific downtown Toronto venue, esteemed judges, great prizes and opportunities, amazing show to perform in or watch. Coming to Toronto February 9th, 2014. Check out our website at www.starbellydancer.com. Welcome back to Belly Dance Talk Radio. Me and Will are back to give you our top 5, like, our personal favorite Saidi pieces of music. Mm-hmm. So this is good because I love folklore.
Right.
It's like my favorite part of everything. So, yeah. Do you love folkloric
dance? I love folkloric music. Yeah,
Saidi, I love it all. Like, not just Saidi, like, favorite. All the folklores. I love it all, but Saidi is the best.
Yeah,
like,
it has this
so
own,
good.
You know,
it's like the heart of it all.
Yeah,
don't you
yeah.
think? Like, I feel like Saidi music and dance is like...
Yeah. It puts
it's
you in,
it.
A, in a different
yeah.
world.
It's amazing.
Say,
and it's so happy and fun.
It is.
Unlike, like I feel like a lot of Saidi pieces are more happy. You know, whereas, like, other belly dance pieces can be...
It's not as serious,
many times,
you know?
serious and
yeah.
sad
yeah.
and lovesick. So, yeah, so here are our top 5 picks. Take it away, Will.
Five is El Faraula. Mm-hmm. You know, Faraula means strawberry,
right?
Talks about the seller of Faraula, the grocery man, you know. And then again, I think I like it because yeah, I've been in that field for the rest, you know.
Yeah, that's
life,
right.
right.
Will is
that's
in the produce mean. Business,
yeah.
so this is your song.
It's got a, you know, like a soft spot in my.
This was this has a soft spot in my heart because it was the very first Saidi style pieces I ever danced with a group, with Yasmina Ramsey's amateur troupe at the time,
right.
way back. It's the first group dance I got to do, really.
Yeah, and you know, I guess what's common about all these 5 songs is there's a lot of them that were sung by Mit'el.
Mm-hmm.
Mit'el is really famous, you know.
Yeah, he's
when
like
it comes
the best.
To Saidi,
like...
Yeah, him and his one
yeah.
string rababa. You know.
He's so cute.
He's
awesome.
Made it all the way up there. I'm not sure about that part.
Yeah, he is.
for Alanar.
Yeah.
Alanar, again, I'm sure a lot of belly dancers have used Alanar before. Actually, I think they overused it.
You know what? Right. Back when I first started dancing, that was like all the band would play for, like it would always, they'd play that.
Yeah.
Like it was like, yeah. I haven't heard it for a long time, actually.
Yeah, Alanar means on fire, right?
Yes,
and,
on fire.
He's talking about how his heart is always on fire, right? Number three, it's called the Salam Alay. I think you translate that as he or she had said hi to me, right? And I guess, and you know, the theme of the song is, oh my goodness, my love had said hi to me, right? It's very slowish, right? It's not
yeah,
so
it's a
fast,
slower one.
Right?
It's not as, it's more calm.
It's more calm.
A more calm, Saidi piece.
Yeah, but it's very, very, very nice. L'Qsor Baladna. L'Qsor Baladna. You know the song, right?
Yeah, of course.
L'Qsor Baladna Balad. So, anyhow, it's a great song as well. It talks about L'Qsor or Luxor. It's, you know.
Or Luxor.
Luxor. Right? it's this, like a tourist city in Egypt. It's full of, you know, temples and a lot of pharaonic history.
Yeah.
Right, and it just talks about how there's a lot of tourists, you know, they come and they visit it. It's a beautiful city. Come and see it. It's our, you know, city, blah, blah, blah. It's amazing. And for number one, we picked for you El Bint Beda. El Bint Beda is one of the, you know, one of the most famous Saidi song. It's extremely old, yet it's very, you know, alive. And, you know, I can never have enough of listening to the song, right?
Yeah, that was the first one that you said, right,
yeah.
When I asked you about our favorite Saidi songs.
Right, so, I mean... it talks
it's
about
me.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. Bint Beda, Beda. It talks about the beautiful white girl, right?
That's so, me. Thanks.
Yeah,
that's
so
nice.
Exactly.
It's always in your heart.
It is. Yeah. So, yeah, this song here, I would say it's my number one Saidi song. In you know, again, in my opinion, these songs will, you know, get you started.
Yeah, like getting into the folkloric side of things.
Yeah.
And if you've been doing that a lot, you probably know all of them. So yeah, that's our top five picks for Saidi. Let us know what other types of belly dance music you want us to list. We could do some countdowns of all different things. What did we do before? We did Kassoum and...
Abd al-Halim.
Right.
Yeah.
So those were like belly dance classics you need to know.
Yeah.
So yeah, let us know. We won't be doing any like... new stuff.
No,
because we don't like it.
Anymore.
We're snobs and we're old people and we don't like that stuff. So, but we'll do other stuff. We'll do like we could do openings. We could do I don't know. Let us know what you guys want.
Yeah,
want counted down by us. okay, great. So, I think the next. What is the next segment? Is there another segment? No. We just say goodbye.
Yes. This is when we say our goodbyes.
Yeah, so I guess it's time to say goodbye.
It is.
It's been a fun show, and hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope to get lots of responses and hear what you guys thought about
everything. Please don't
everything.
Hate me. I just like to voice my opinion very loud sometimes.
Okay, and if you guys want to get in touch with us, you can reach us either on our Facebook page, Belly Dance Talk Radio. That's a great place to go. And... or you can email me at Mayada, M-A-Y-A-D-A, at rogers.com. So until next time, Have a great Halloween. Have a great fall. And we'll talk to you in about a month.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
We'll be right back.